mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of a few showers and a low of 57. It's currently 56 degrees at 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump, the first U.S. president ever convicted of a felony, will hold a news conference at Trump Tower this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where the 34 guilty verdicts were read aloud last night.
Trump and his allies cast doubt on his conviction, harnessing Trump's political power and his grip on the Republican Party to rally supporters around calls for retaliation ahead of the election this fall.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
Outside court, the stunning conviction became a moment of celebration.
Guilty!
And star witness Michael Cohen, who the defense called the greatest liar of all time, hailed what he called an important day for accountability and the rule of law. Cohen saying the truth always matters.
Sentencing for Donald Trump is scheduled for July 11th. Most legal experts do not expect him to get jail time. This is ABC News. We are now hearing from the woman who was walking with actor Johnny Wachter when he was shot and killed by thieves apparently trying to steal his car's catalytic converter. Anita Joy speaking with ABC's Mola Lange.
He approached the man just like one step forward and I hear a loud crack. He just came flying backwards towards me.
Johnny.
Johnny did, yeah.
That moment when Johnny says, shot, what's sort of going through your head?
I was just thinking, I was like, okay, shot, what's next? I didn't see the wound yet. I could feel the blood. I had blood in my hands. So I ripped his shirt open and he had a shot right to his chest.
Police in Los Angeles are still looking for the suspects. The Labor Department is now suing Hyundai, accusing the carmaker of using child labor in Alabama. A 13-year-old allegedly worked on the assembly line for 60 hours a week. And the NBA Finals are set. The Celtics will face off against the Mavericks, who beat the Timberwolves last night, taking their series 4-1. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Keith Brooks wrote, "In the day in 1874 that David Livingston, the great missionary to Africa, was buried in Westminster Abbey, the streets of London were lined with thousands seeking to pay respect to the memory of the great pioneer. In the crowd was noticed a poor old man, unkempt, poorly clad, weeping bitterly. Someone went up and asked him why he was weeping when all were seeking to honor the illustrious dead. I'll tell you why. Davy Livingston and I were born in the same village, brought up in the same school, Berlin Sunday School. Worked together at the same room, but Davy went that way and I went this. Now he is honored by the nation and Christians everywhere, but I am neglected, unknown, and dishonored. I have nothing to look forward to but a drunkard's grave. The same choice comes to each one, and that choice determines the course of life in time as well as his destiny in eternity. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, looks like a pretty nice day shaping up, although certainly not as sunny as yesterday. Clouds are spilling in from a weather system which stretches from the southern plains all the way up to Minnesota. Been some scattered showers along that as well from Kansas up through southern Canada, but it looks like for the most part they should stay off to the west and north of us today. However, tonight and tomorrow, a couple of these will move through our area. Doesn't look like anything real heavy, maybe a few tenths of an inch at most. And then Sunday, a nice day to get outside, should be brighter and mild across the region here. But by Monday, more active weather coming in as the front rolls through with some showers and thunderstorms. We'll have fairly warm and humid air around the region for Tuesday, and a strong cold front moving through in the afternoon could spark some heavier thunderstorms Tuesday afternoon, so definitely check in for updates. Behind that, things have cooled down slightly. Here's that forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy, high near 77. South to southwest wind up around 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, 40% chance of a couple of showers, low at 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers, high at 74. South wind between 5 and 10. As we head into Sunday, it should be a warm day with a mix of sun and clouds, low in the mid-50s with a high near 80. The outlook for Monday, mostly cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, low 61, high 76. Tuesday, breezy, warm and muggy, thunderstorms likely in the afternoon to evening, low 61 with a high of 81. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler, spotty light showers possible, low near 61 with highs in the mid-70s. Next Thursday, looking quite nice, partly cloudy and comfortable, high in the mid-70s. You have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, it is 57 degrees. Yesterday, it was a very nice and comfortable 73, and the morning low today was 48. Record high for May 31st, 91, 1953. Also on the last day of May in 1965, we bottomed out at 34 degrees. Last year's high was 89 and the low 54. Sunset will happen at 8:34 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:24 tomorrow. The air is calm currently. The barometer is at 30.19. No precipitation today. With clear skies, we're up now to 57 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports time today is up next and sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and by Hillsboro Equipment. We have lots of sports to talk about, especially on the local and area scene. We'll look back at baseball and softball from last night, a look ahead at sectionals and state for softball and baseball, and also coming up a preview of the WIAA state track and field meet. The Brewers with a victory last night, actually yesterday afternoon, as they took 3 of 4 from the Cubs. Those stories and more on WRCO Sports this morning.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The season came to an end for the Riverdale baseball team on Thursday night when they traveled to Pecatonica. The Vikings held off the Chieftain Rally and won 7-3 to advance to the WIAA sectional coming up on Tuesday at Johnson Creek. Pecatonica was the state runner-up to Ithaca in 2023. This season, they've been on a roll to get back to the state level through a tough regional and now a sectional. Number two hitter Jameson Johnson hit his solo home run in the first and smacked a three-run home run in the second in his next at-bat as the Vikings jumped to a 4-0 lead. Riverdale intentionally walked him the last two times he batted. Trailing 5-0, the Chieftains scored three times in the sixth inning. Carson Kenyon and Andre Tainter both singled. Logan Cagle reached on an error, and Emmett Drone and Wyatt Storms both walked with the bases loaded. Vikings pitcher Tyler McKeon exited on the pitch limit. He struck out 10 batters during his 5 1/3 innings. Lucas Rui came on to work the rest of the game. The Vikings added two insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth when Elijah Knutson and Carson Kirshner both doubled to drive in runs. Riverdale got two aboard in the seventh before Rui got the final out. Andre Tainter was 2-for-4 with an RBI. Logan Cagle doubled, and Emmett Drone and Wyatt Storms had hits, as did Carson Kenyon for the Chieftains. They finished the year at 13-11. Nine seniors from Riverdale played in their final high school game. Following the 7-3 win, Pecatonica is now 17-3. They will play Barneveld on Tuesday in Johnson Creek for the next round of action. Johnson Creek is there as well. They will be hosting Oakfield in that sectional. DeSoto will be playing Royal on Tuesday at Blair Taylor High School at 1 o'clock. Aliva Strum will take on Pittsville, also at Blair Taylor, on Tuesday. In Division 3, Viroqua advanced last night with a 2-0 victory against Mineral Point. Viroqua out-hit Mineral Point 8-3 to grab the victory. Also, it will be them facing Aquinas, Viroqua and Aquinas, and then New Glarus and Marshall will meet in Prairie du Chien with a sectional championship to be played at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Reedsburg advanced with a 2-0 win last night over Mount Horeb, and the Beavers will play Edgewood at Portage High School coming up on Tuesday. In the other bracket, Jefferson meets Waupun. WIAA softball yesterday. Assumption advanced to the state level after a win against Hillsboro. Final score in the game last night was 10-0 in six innings. Also advancing to state, Auburndale, they defeated Aliva Strum, and Cuba City was a 9-3 winner at Cronsage Park in Boscobel over Horicon to advance to state. Broadhead was a winner yesterday at River Valley High School as they picked up an 8-0 win against Adams Friendship, and Laconia advanced from their sectional after a victory 16-0 in 5 over Shoreland Lutheran. And in Division 2, Lake Mills with a win. They move on to the state softball tournament after a 5-2 victory against Mount Horeb. There was soccer starting up in tournament play last night. Richland Center fell to number 2 rated Assumption on a beautiful night for tournament soccer, 8-0. The Hornets were at full strength for the first time since the beginning of the season, but Assumption was just too fast for the younger Hornet team. Notable efforts were given by Bryn Anderson, Lily Tidrick, Erilyn Wallace, Cambry Stifler, Claire Stadler, Sylvia Schmidt, and Selah Nelson. This team improved much over the course of the season, both as a team and individually. Senior Sephora Ewing, Cambry Stifler, Claire Stadler, Maylee Holman, and Melissa Rodriguez-Trejo played their last soccer games as Hornets. Thank you to all the parents and fans for support this season from coaches Shawnee Fink and Julia Smith. Well, the state track and field meet will get underway later today in La Crosse at UW La Crosse. Representing Ithaca Weston will be Kaylee Peterson in the 800, Kaylee Miller in the high jump, the girls 4x1, including Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, Kaylee Peterson, and alternates Maggie Kirshner and Bailey Wanless. Clayton Lee will compete in the 1600 run. Also from Boscobel, Nora Gilson in the 800, Aaliyah Kleesner in the 1600 and 3200. The girls 4x8 relay team, Nora Gilson, Maddie Kennett, Aubrey Seep, and Aaliyah Kleesner. And for the boys from Boscobel, Gabe Davis in the 800 and Cameron Hogan in pole vault. Kickaboo Lafarge will be well represented. Katie Rando in the 200. The 4x2 relay team, Jewel Kleinsasser, Avea Young, along with Morgan Wheatonen and Katie Rando. And in the 4x4, Katie Rando, Morgan Wheatonen, along with Autumn Jacks and Jaden Snagel. For the boys, Adric Egge in the 400. Arlen Walter also in the 400. And the 4x4 relay team, Adric Egge, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter. And the 4x8, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, Arlen Walter, and Brecken Miller will all run at state. From North Crawford, it will be Carter Embler in the triple jump, Gavin Tamling in shot, and Alex Morga in discus. Richland Center also will be represented by Danica Pauls in the pole vault and Malachi Fretz in the 1600. Richland Center track coach Fran Ewing joined me this week to talk about the Hornets' schedule at state.
Well, actually, they both will compete on Saturday, so we are only down there one day, and that's at 10 o'clock pole vault starts and 10 o'clock running starts. Of course, they start in pole vault on Division III. So Danica probably won't start jumping until we think around 11:30, 12 o'clock. And then the running will start at 10. And we think Malachi probably won't run until around noon, too. But it just depends on how, you know, it runs.
This is big for your program to have two athletes go to state, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It always is. It's big for us to go to sectionals. And then to get them to go through is also that much bigger. So I'm real proud of all of the kids this year. They all did good. They all stepped up to the challenge, and I'm really proud of all of them.
That's Richland Center track coach Fran Ewing.
Hello, I am Michael Hernan from WRCO here with Riverdale State Qualifiers in Track Athletics, Tim Bailey and Kaylee Carter. So Tim Bailey, congratulations on your state qualifier again.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.
So how does it feel to be back in the state meet?
I mean, it feels really good. I barely missed out on going to state last year, and this year I was able to win in sectionals, and I feel pretty good about it and feel good where I'm seated this year.
So what were your thoughts about last week's sectional meet?
I feel pretty good. I was able to PR in the 200, and I think that's my best chance for winning this year. So it honestly just gave me a lot of confidence for this upcoming week.
So, of course, your sophomore year, you made it in the 4x2, and your junior year missed out. Now you're back here senior year in the 100 and 200-meter dashes. So what are your preparations for state now? Your last time going, you were part of a relay team, but now you're in two events by yourself. How do you prepare?
It's very similar. You know, I'm just going to keep working hard, keep falling back on my training, keep listening to my coaches. But this year, it's more on me. You know, if I do well, it's because I did well. And if I did poorly, it's because I did poorly, you know.
All right. Thank you, Tim. And good luck at state.
Thank you very much.
That was Tim Bailey. And now we call it to Kaylee Carter. So congratulations on making the state, Kaylee.
Thank you.
And so this is your first time going to state. What are your thoughts about making your state for your first time, especially as a sophomore?
Very excited.
Oh, that's good. All right. And what are your thoughts about the sectional meet you had at Bangor last week?
It was pretty good. I didn't do my best, but definitely hoping to PR at state next week.
So yeah, your first appearance at state, of course. What are your thoughts about what you're thinking about entering that state meet?
I don't know. I'm just excited. Not very nervous. More excited.
All right, thank you, Kaylee, and congrats.
Thank you.
That was Tim Bailey and Kaylee Carter, the Riverdale State qualifiers for track athletics. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Again, good luck to all of the track athletes. Action gets underway later today at UW La Crosse. On the state scene, a two-run home run by catcher Gary Sanchez gave the Brewers a 6-4 win on Thursday afternoon. Milwaukee won the series by taking 3 out of 4 at home. The Cubs fell below the 500 mark despite hitting 3 home runs. Reliever Brian Hudson got the pitching win despite giving up the tying run on home runs twice. Also looking at the game from yesterday, it was a big game for many of the Brewers, and manager Pat Murphy feels his team has been doing what it takes.
We haven't been as good as we can be, but we've been really good at times on defense. For sure, in the infield, we've been great. But you got to have multiple ways to beat a team. I've been saying that. Like, offense, it means you're capable of doing a lot of different things. And I think it proved out a little again today, you know. They're coming off a losing streak, and they're swinging the bat way better than they have in that streak. And, you know, we had to do everything we could.
The Brewers keep playing Chicago this weekend, but this time it's the White Sox. Tobias Myers gets the start for manager Pat Murphy. Elsewhere, the Mets were winners against Arizona 3-2 and Washington 3-1 over Atlanta. In the American League, Minnesota 7, Kansas City 6, Tampa Bay 6-5 over Oakland, Houston 4, Seattle nothing, Detroit 5, Boston nothing, the Yankees 8-3 over the Angels. Badger football fans will have to embrace Friday night football this season. Camp Randall Stadium will be open to a couple of games. Coach Luke Fickell's team opens the season on Friday, August 30th against Western Michigan. The other Friday game is the annual border battle against Minnesota. The Golden Gophers travel to Madison for a game on Black Friday, November 29th. The scheduling is unusual, but new. Wisconsin opened last season at Purdue on a Friday. Well, last night in the NBA, it was a win for Dallas, ending the year for Minnesota. Final score, 124-103. The reconfiguration of the Kohl Center is going to unseat some season ticket holders for Badger men's basketball. That is caused by changes being made for the hockey team. The rink will be reduced in width from 97 feet to 85. When it comes to basketball, that means 378 single seats will be replaced by 188 premium seats. The season ticket holders will have the opportunity to dig a little deeper and sit somewhere in the same part of the facility. The move is being made to generate more income for the UW Athletics Department. From the NHL, Florida 3-2 winners against the New York Rangers. And with a look at Friday morning sports, for WRCO, I'm Phil Nee.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Congratulations, seniors of Riverdale High School. Your hard work and dedication have paid off. Here's to your success. Congratulations from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Alder Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, Creative Outlet, PB Cleanup, and Fuller's Milkers Center.
It is Friday, and that means fresh from the country on WRCO Radio. We have some brand new releases coming up from country music, and also we'll look ahead at the big chart this week and the number one most played song just before 9 o'clock today. Fresh from the country is sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
brand new and fresh in the country from Luke Combs. That's called Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Good Friday morning. Our trivia question of the morning is coming up a little bit later on this hour, and we'll share with you some brand new stuff today. What a day, what a morning. 59 degrees in Richland Center. Winds have just slightly increased to around 2 miles per hour today. Big mover on the chart this week for Kane Brown and Marshmello. A tune new called truck, Miles on It.
Old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Mile after mile after mile after mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Brand new, fresh from the country on WRCO Radio. Put some miles on it. Making news today, Alan Jackson continues his Last Call tour with the understanding that it will be the last time he will perform in some cities. Jackson has announced an initial 10 dates starting with Boston on August 2nd. He had started the tour in 2022. He is 65 and revealed in 21 that he has been diagnosed with a neurological disorder. Jackson says in a statement his daughters are grown and he's got a second grandchild on the way and he's enjoying spending more time at home. And Carly Pierce says she's been diagnosed with a heart issue that will require her to alter her concerts. Pierce says in a video she has been diagnosed with a swelling of the tissue around the heart. Pierce says she still wants to perform live, but it means her shows will look different because she has to keep her heart rate under control. She's asking fans for a little bit of grace. Pierce is currently on tour with Tim McGraw. That's making news today on the countryside. Here's a new one from Ann Wilson.
Trying to bottle, they'll kill the buzz. Cause God.
Ann Wilson, songs about Jesus instead of songs about whiskey. Fresh from the country on WRCO Radio. We'll be leading toward the number one tune coming up just before 9 o'clock. And during our community conversation, we'll be featuring a profile of the upcoming site of the Richland County Dairy Breakfast. That's coming up next weekend in our area. It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Stop in today through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up right now. The vocal event of the week, a brand new live release from Jason Aldean of a Toby Keith favorite.
Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go ask young man, haven't you been told California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert star. Cowboy, should've learned to rope it. just like Gene Roy, singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Just like Gene Roy, singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. We love you, Toby.
Jason Aldean live, fresh from the country, and it should have been a cowboy. Well, trivia time. Once again, it can win you a great prize, some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. So here we go with trivia today in our various potpourri trivia for Friday. It goes along with the WIAA State Track and Field Meet, which gets underway a little bit later on this morning. Only two competitors have ever won the same individual event four times. Dave Greenwood of Park Falls won four titles in the high jump. The question this morning, which Richland Center athlete won the same individual event four times? Again, which one, Richland Center track athlete won the same individual event four times? 608-647-4155. Give it a shot. Here's a group called the Frontmen and the Beatles and the Eagles.
Box next time I'm back in town. And she packed it up and rode away, her U-Haul West Coast bound. So I looked through the pieces of the things she left behind her, found a Sergeant Pepper's t-shirt and a Desperado vinyl. I got the speakers up and the whiskey down, and I'm gonna take it easy on this heartache tonight. I'm gonna let it be, babe, 'cause I can't tell you why. Yesterday you left me for some hotel out in California. All my love and turned to wasted time. So it's gonna be a Beatle.
Oh,
The Frontmen and the Beatles and the Eagles. Kind of night. Congratulations to Mark Jelinek. Can't pull one past him. Nice job. We had several guesses. The trivia question again, only two competitors have ever won the same individual event four times at the WIAA State Track and Field Meet. One of them, Dave Greenwood of Park Falls, who won four titles in the high jump from 1976 through 79. And the question was, which Richland Center athlete won the same individual event four times? Several guesses today for the likes of Katie Tiller. Well, good answers. Garrett Vitesnik, Danny Vitesnik. The correct answer would be Paul Anier of Richland Center, doing that feat in 2005 through 2008, the high jump. Pretty amazing when you look about it, and for both of those individuals, because winning state as a freshman is just unheard of, you know? I mean, it happens, but then to continue that because you're coming back with a target on your back and you win it as a sophomore, sometimes a sophomore year might be even harder, and then win it all 4 years. So way to go, Mark Jelinek. He knew the right answer. He wins today and wins a great prize from our friends at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream! Ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Fresh from the Country continues in a moment. It is sponsored by Julie Cairns, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Cairns State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Our now high is 60 degrees this morning. We're moving towards 77 a little bit later on today. Again, 60 degrees.
Get ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advanced tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there. Here they come.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Stop in today through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WRCO Radio. Good stuff coming your way here on Fresh in the Country, and we enjoy this each and every week. We have some stuff coming up here on the morning show. We'll talk about the upcoming Richland County Dairy Breakfast and a little bit later on today. I know a lot of fans enjoy hearing from me. Mike Clements will be back from WRCO Sports, a little look at Wisconsin sports and all the top stories, and then a look ahead at some Brewers stories and the Brewers getting into the weekend against the White Sox. So he'll stop by a little later on this morning. Here's a new one from Sarah Evans. New from Sarah Evans, that's 21 Days. And now, the most played country songs across the land. Ashley Cook, Your Place at number 5. Tyler Hubbard, Back Then Right Now. He falls from number 1 to number 4. Kenny Chesney, Take Her Home at number 3. Jelly Roll, Halfway to Hell at number 2. And the number 1 tune this week belongs to Bailey Zimmerman. This is Where It Ends.
A few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that
that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Happy trails to
That's Bailey.